suppose a hard fought 2 points out there, but it's always a good day when you come away with 2 points at home, Niamh.
Yes, definitely. Nice to get another 3 points on the board for sure. As you said, they're hard fought victory. Yeah, look, we knew what Westmeath were going to bring. They're always that kind of team. They've been up in Division 1 as well before. So, no, definitely delighted to get the win. Delighted for the Gears and John as well on the backroom team.
Yeah, I suppose too, after last week's defeat to Kildare here in O'Donnell Park, you know, the chance of a home game then, you'd want to get away with 2 points, but you missed out, you know, by just making the odd few mistakes. But you definitely capitalised on that this week and you changed patterns.
Yeah, it was probably similar enough. Like last week, you know, the wind and the weather was definitely a big factor in the two games. We had a good first half last week, and then look, Kildare just made less mistakes than us in the second half, and then conditions today again, we're tough enough, so we knew at half time when we were up, we were going to have to come out and keep fighting. Westmeath would bring that drive and the running game like they do. But no, look, I thought the Gears were brilliant and I thought we supported each other really well. Look, things to still work on, but we're through 3 games in and we're in transition and we've got a lot of new players there, so good to get new Gears into the panel and getting game time as well.
Yeah, certainly a lot of new faces out there, and you know, you went out today and missing vice captain Katie Hearn and Amy Boyd-Card, obviously, you know, had some sort of minor surgery during the weekend, and then Shauna McFadden picked up that elbow injury last week. That's 3 out, and the 3 girls that come in plus the substitute did very well out there today.
Yeah, and look, I suppose when you have a big panel like we do and you have new girls coming into the squad and into the team, sometimes, you know, a training or if the 15 is picked, sometimes maybe it's hard for people to see where they're going to get in. But yeah, look, things change week on week, and there's 4 girls from last week that were out, and look for 3 or 4 new opportunities for girls to come up. And no, I thought they'd done really well. And look, girls have their first experience of senior football as well, and the level that it takes, and it's a big step up from club too. So look, we'll just keep pushing on with it.
Yeah, and you mentioned there, you know, you're in transition, so you know, and this new team, I suppose, like they seem a lot less fearless than last year. You know, you're into playing in Division 1 football, there's a lot of pressure on, but this year, you know, the pressure's off. You're in Division 2, certainly you want to stay up, and if you could go up to Division 1, but it seems that way from this new team.
Yeah, and look, yeah, definitely, look, you always want to win every game as it comes, and you always be pushing to do that. And yeah, look, maybe there's a wee bit less pressure on us, but we still hold ourselves to high standards and we'll still push that in training. And the Gears and the backroom team, we're just trying to be as best we can, and we're trying to bring players on and, yeah, look, try and be as competitive as we can. And yeah, some days like today, you have to dig it out. And I think we did that. And I think we deserved the goal at the end for the play that we had. And, you know, maybe in the past they went up and scored a goal, we might have fell away. But no, I thought we'd done really well to be able to turn that around and go up the other end and score a goal to finish it off.
Yeah, and you have a week's break now, and then you probably have a tough encounter away to Munna, and then after that, but you'll be definitely looking to get another 2 points.
Yeah, I'll be delighted for the week off now, to be honest, get a bit of rest. But yeah, look, we'll go away this week, we'll have a look at a video, and we'll do our training again, and we'll look forward to Monaghan. I think they're probably in a wee bit of a transition as well. I don't know how their game went today, but yeah, look, we'll take each game as it comes, and again, we'll be looking to get the 2 points and build on this week as we did.
Yeah, and like last point, like certainly from last year, you know, you hate to mention it, but you know, you played 7 fixtures in the Division 1 and lost all 7 fixtures, so it was looking like really, really bad towards the end of last year. And you know, you would have thought maybe what's going to happen this year, but it has been very positive.
Yeah, no, for sure. And look, when you're in the middle of it and that's happening, it's hard not to feel a bit deflated, but you just have to keep pushing on with it. And look, it swings and roundabouts, and that's just where we're at now. And we're looking forward to try and develop in Donegal ladies football over the next few years and bringing the underage through. And I suppose that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring these young girls on. And yeah, look, we're just trying to make it as a competitive place as possible and bringing footballers along. And yeah, look, John's come in with his management and backroom team and, you know, freshened the thing up. And I think it's nice that he's come in and, you know, a different voice in that. And yeah, it's just freshened things up. And yeah, we'll just push on. And people, you know, have different opinions on things, and people like to play different ways. And yeah, look, we're happy where we are. And look, you can always be better, but no, we're quite happy with the win today.
Yeah, and is the goal to get back to Division 1, maybe get into Division 2 with 2 going up, this is that the goal this year?
we haven't looked too far. Look, the goal is to win every game if we can and be competitive where we can. We probably haven't looked too far into the future in terms of that. If we could, it would be great. But to get into Division One, you have to win your games. And look, we've won two out of three now, and that's probably not a bad stat. And we'll just look forward to the next games in the coming weeks.
Yeah, and I have to ask, like, is it, look, with the team that you have now, do you ever think, do you ever look and say, maybe it's better that we're just in Division Two, or could we go into Division? Like, you know, sometimes you say Division One's really, really tough for the team like that, new transitional team. Is it a good place to be in Division Two? You're happy enough to be there, or do you really want to get back to Division One?
Yeah, look, Division Two as well, it's competitive, it's a hard place to get out of, and it's probably a different type of football, you know, where you really have to kind of grind out your wins. But I think probably for us at the minute, it's not a bad place to be. We're still getting really competitive football. We're getting hard, tough games. Obviously, you want to play at the highest level that you can. But look, that's where we're in Division Two at the minute. So that's where we're at. And we'll just take it as it comes.